to visit with Tracy Lovett. Tracy is a resident of Sydney, former resident of Clarinda, so I'm sure the name is very familiar to a lot of people. Well, she has written a children's book and illustrated it as well. Let's find out more about that and welcome her to the program today. And Tracy, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
You know, doing well today. And how's your Thursday going?
Been pretty good, kind of gray and rainy, so the dog and I didn't get a chance to walk, but otherwise it's been pretty nice.
All right. Well, let's talk about Tracy Lovett. I mentioned, of course, that you live in Sydney and former Clarinda resident and everything. Just kind of give us a little background on yourself and your family.
Well, I've lived in Sydney for the past 10 years. My husband, Michael, and I have four children, ages 4, 8, 10, and 12. I am a photographer. I own my own photography studio in Sydney, so I do that full-time during the day, and I have been writing children's books. Well, I've been working on this particular project for quite a few years with my children, and just finished it and really happy to have it done and out so people can purchase it.
Well, Beth, and you were nice enough to send us a copy, and we'll give our listener out there a chance to win a copy of that book. But I'll tell you what, the illustrations in there in this book are just magnificent.
Thank you so much. I was fortunate enough to grow up with a mom who was an art teacher. So art was kind of my life from the time I was very young. I did not take a lot of formal art training, although I did go to college for clothing design. But it is just something I've always done and really enjoy doing, even if I am not making books.
Okay, so, sounds good. Now, let's, as I mentioned, a lot of bugs around today. Let's tell the people the title of your recent book.
It's called Bug Summer, Raining Ladybugs. And it is the first in a series of 15 books. Each book is about a boy named Zach, his dog Flash, and a different bug. This one is ladybugs. The next book, which is going to be coming out around the end of the summertime, is going to be about spiders.
Ooh, okay. Now, how did this come about? I mean, how long, I guess, has it been since you decided that this is what you wanted to do? I mean, you wanted to author books, you wanted to write children's books. When did this all come about? How did you arrive at this point?
Well, it would have been about 12 years or so ago. I had my first child, and I had a few changes going on in my life, and I set a couple new goals for myself, one which was to become a photographer, which I have done. And the next one I kind of put on the back burner, but I knew I always wanted to write and illustrate children's books. My oldest son, my second child, was totally fascinated with bugs when he was about 4 years old. And knowing that I took pictures for a living, he begged me to take photographs of the bugs he found in the backyard. And so I did, and it's turned into quite a collection of photographs. And while we were doing this process, I thought, you know, this might be the idea for my children's book that I've been waiting for. And I think it's turned out really well.
Oh, yes, there's no question about it. Again, it's called Bug Summer, Raining Ladybugs. And the illustrations are very well done and very colorful. And this would be great to for a parent or grandparent to read to their kids. Let's, I guess the next thing we need to ask is, where is Inclement, Iowa?
Inclement, Iowa is my town. It is the town that I have created to house all of my stories. I have other stories in addition to the Bug Summer tales that will be coming out, and they are all about the different children that live in my town, Inclement, Iowa. It is a southwest Iowa town, but not necessarily this Iowa. It is on the shores of a lake, and as you know, we don't really have a lake anywhere in
not
southwest
real close,
Iowa.
Yeah, not real close.
Not yet, no. So, but it is my town, and therefore I'm the boss, and I get to have a great time with all these kids that I come up with and all the animals and everything else.
Kind of makes you the mayor of Inclement, Iowa.
It does. All it right. does, and that is my title.
That is. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, this just is just kind of neat the way you've evolved this story and so on, and the inspiration that you've used to get this far. The book itself. Now, also, you talk about Inclement, Iowa. You have a website too. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, it is www.inclementiowa.com. And on it, there is information about my book. My book may be purchased from the website as well.
Okay.
Or you can check out future events, and we have some coming events. We have a signing coming up in Shenandoah, in fact, on the 23rd of this month at M's Fine Dining.
Okay.
And there are other events listed that we are going to be doing. And you can also find out a little bit about the educational presentations that we do. I'm very busy right now going to different schools and talking about my books and teaching children about the importance of art and creativity and education, and I show them a little bit of illustration right there on the spot, and so far the response has been very, very positive.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. I mean, that's got to be getting the positive response from the kids, but it's also got to be very rewarding for you too, I guess, as you say, helping kids understand about art and the importance of it.
Yes, I think it's something that in these times of shrinking school budgets, shrinking budgets everywhere, art is sometimes overlooked, but really that is the thing that is going to drive the future of our country. Every single problem that we have is going to have to be solved with creative thought. From our energy issues to global warming, all of these things are going to take creative minds to work on, and the best way to develop creativity is to work in the arts, whether it be music or visual arts or theater or writing. It's vitally important, and I think it's something that's overlooked.
Very good and very well said. We're talking with Tracy Lovett. She is a Sydney resident, but also an author and illustrator. And again, the first of a 15-book series, and it's called Bug Summer, Raining Ladybugs. We'll talk with Tracy more here in just a couple of minutes. But right now, want to give one of our listeners out there a chance to win a copy of this book. And again, Bug Summer, Raining Ladybugs. It's an inclement tale is also what it's called, but it's a very neat, very well done and very well put together book. So we'll take caller number 8 right now. Caller number 8 at 1-800-234-5622. Local lines open at 246-5270. Again, caller number 8 right now, 1-800-234-5622. You mentioned, Tracy, one of the things where you can get the book is on the website. Is there other bookstores and places that you can pick it up as well?
Yes, there are. I am very fortunate to have a lot of people who are supportive of my project. Here in Sydney, they can be purchased at Moreland Furniture, which is on the southwest corner of the square. We are also being carried at the Southern Lust Hills Interpretive Center, which is actually the Welcome Center out near Satt Brothers in mm-hmm. Percival.
Sure.
The Flour Mill in Tarkio is also carrying our books, as is the Book Clinic in Nebraska City. The Harrison County Welcome Center in Missouri Valley has just purchased some to resell for us, and we are now featured on Amazon.com.
All right. Well, congratulations. It sounds like it's been a very good start to what I'm sure is going to be a great series just by looking at this first book. Now, you mentioned that you're going to be in Shenandoah. Tell us again what date that is.
Okay. It is on April 23rd. It is at M's Fine Dining from 5 to 7 p.m. in the evening, and there will be complimentary appetizers and hors d'oeuvres that evening.
Okay, and basically you're going to be signing copies of your book and also kind of, I would imagine, kind of telling people about it and explaining what it is and so on.
Exactly, okay. And we might even do a little bit of illustration in front of people. I don't know, it just depends on how it goes.
There you go. All right, so again, to mark that down on your calendar for April the 23rd. Again, author, illustrator, photographer, and let's not forget a mom and also a mayor, Tracy Lovin of Sydney, Iowa. Tracy, anything else before we let you go, anything else that you want to add, tell us about your book or so on?
Well, I'd like to say we are also going to be appearing at the Sydney Public Library on the 28th of this month at 9:15 in the morning. And we will be at the Lead Public Library in Clarinda at 2:30 in the afternoon on the 6th of May. And we will be doing a big educational workshop there where, again, we'll be doing illustrations and all sorts of fun things with the kids. So, and adults are welcome, too. So if anybody is interested in showing up, we would love to have them. And I love spreading the word about the importance of being creative and art and of course, how fabulous Bug Summer is.
Absolutely, and you're very inspirational. There's no question about that. The other thing, too, you mentioned about these different locations. Will you be at any more schools in the near future before school gets out?
I just received an invitation from Rockport School District, and I believe we are going to be there in May. May 4th is what they have decided, and I am also, I have not received a firm date yet, but I am also talking to Tarkio School District as well as Shenandoah, and I think Shenandoah may be doing something in the fall, okay, at which time we would have two books to discuss.
That's right, that's right. And the 15 book series starts with this one. Again, it's Bug Summer, Raining Ladybugs. Areas you can pick that up around at different places around southwest western Iowa and northwest Missouri and so on. Let's remind people one more time, Tracy, about your website.
Okay, it is inclementiowa.com, and inclement as in inclement weather. And one more, I am setting up in Shenandoah today at the offices of the Valley News, and the book may be purchased there as well.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Tracy, thank you very much again for being with us on the program today. And just by looking at your first book here, you're certainly going to be, we wish you lots of success with them and importance of spreading the word about being creative and so on. We thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. That's Tracy Lovett, again, a Sydney resident, author, illustrator, photographer, former Clarinda resident, and Bug Summer, Raining Ladybugs. And we want to congratulate Peggy from Neola. She has won a copy of that book here on KMA.